go through some of the lachas if a person stays up the whole night in regards to the davening. The only place where the issue comes up is in the brachas you say in the morning, the beginning of davening. Later on in the davening, the rest of the davening is the same. So every morning, besides putting on talis in tefillin, so not the Gan Yom Tov, we say 20 brachas every single morning. We say the bracha of Alantil Sedayim, Asher Yetzar Elokai Neshama, and two brachas of Birchas HaTorah. Then we say 14 brachas of Birchas HaShachar, and then the bracha of Amar Rishena, which ends off with Gomel Chasadim Toimel Amo Yisrael. So we say 15 brachas. So all those 15 brachas, 16 of them, there's no question that they can be said without any question on Shavuot, and any night that you stay up the whole night, the next morning you can say 16 of those brachas. The brachas which come, which are questionable, are the bracha of Alan Tiyas Yadayim, the brachas of Birchas HaTorah, and the bracha of Elokai Nesham, and the bracha of Amar Rishen. I think my math is off, so I have to correct the math over there. 15 of the brachas are not questionable. And the bracha of Alan Tiyas Yadayim is questionable. The bracha, two brachas of Birchas HaTorah are questionable. The bracha of Elokai Nesham is questionable, and the bracha of Amar Rishen. So today we'll talk about the lachas of Birchas HaTorah, what a person should do in a situation. So there's a shaila in a lacha, if a person stays up the whole night, does he say the bracha of Birchas HaTorah the next morning or not? So what should a person do if he's up the whole night? So he has two options of what he could do. He could have somebody else be moitzi him. So if there's somebody who went to sleep that night, he can be moitzi everybody in the brachas of Birchas HaTorah. Alternatively, if it's not available, when the person says the bracha of Abba Rabba before Shema, he has in mind that he's saying this bracha of Abba Rabba to be moitzi, fulfill his obligation of Birchas HaTorah also. In that scenario, when he does that, the halacha requires him immediately after Shemoneh Esrei to learn something. Just like after you say the bracha of Birchas HaTorah in the morning, you say right away you say Psukim. So in the situation where the person uses Abba Rabba, we can't right away say Psukim, because we're in the middle of davening. But as soon as the person finishes Shemoneh Esrei, a person would have to then immediately learn something. I want to point out in the scenario where someone else is being moitzi you, he's moitzi you in the brachas, but the Psukim, etc., the person should say himself. So if Reuven stayed up the whole night and Shimon is being moitzi Reuven, so Shimon would say the brachas. And then both Reuven and Shimon would then both say the psukim and the etc., which are said normally after Birchas HaTorah. Rikvager points out if a person goes to sleep the day before in the afternoon, and he sleeps a half an hour of sleep in bed. He goes to bed, Sashina's keva, and he's in bed, and he sleeps for half an hour. Then the next morning, he can say the bracha without a shaila. So the combination of the fact that he slept the day before, plus he was up the whole night, so the next morning he does not need somebody else to be moitzi him. He does not need to say the bracha of Avra Rabba. He can be yotze with, he can say the bracha himself. One other example of how a person could solve this, tomorrow morning when the person says Birchas HaTorah, if he remembers and he has in mind that I'm only saying this bracha right now, that it should be moitzi my learning, till the following morning. So Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning, he's going to say the bracha. And he's going to have in mind, I do not want to be moitzi the learning for Wednesday morning and onwards, only through Tuesday night. So then when it comes Wednesday morning, it comes the Alois HaShachar Wednesday morning, he can make Birchas HaTorah himself. Again, there's the many persons who you could do that, and that would be something which a person could be semichan. So if you remember tomorrow morning, you would have that Eitzah to have in mind that your bracha has been limited for the next 24 hours from that time you make the bracha until the next morning. Well, less than 24 hours until you get to the Alois HaShachar of the following day. And then you can make the bracha again the next morning without a shaila. Have a good morning. Have a good day.